Leading the news this morning, Qatar Airways has admitted that one of the bombs posted from Yemen last week was originally transported on two passenger planes before being seized in Dubai. Two suspected Al-Qaeda packages from Yemen were intercepted in Dubai and Britain on Friday. The packages were addressed to Chicago synagogues and contained powerful explosives which could have detonated. Yemeni police have arrested one woman suspected of mailing a bomb, and are searching for more people involved. Indonesia's most active volcano has re-erupted, spewing more gas and ash over panicked locals. Java's Mount Merapi last week killed 36 people, and many residents had begun returning to the area to check on homes and livestock. More than 50,000 people are living in camps after evacuating a 10-kilometre danger zone around the mountain. A bomb has exploded in the centre of the Turkish city of Istanbul, wounding 32 people, including 15 policemen. A suicide bomber tried to board a police bus at Taksim Square in the city's entertainment district. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. A Queensland coroner will today begin an inquest into the death of a man tasered by police 28 times. Antonio Galliano was shot with a 50,000-volt stun gun during a fight with police near Townsville. A pre-inquest hearing was told that the man was naked and shouting threats when he was tasered.